Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin.
Hey, welcome back everybody to the Vince Del Monte podcast. Today I'm joined by the head coach of the 7-Figure Mastermind, Corby Waters, once again. And we're going to talk about a really simple concept that is crucial to your success. And Corb's going to kick it off. If you're an online fit pro, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, if you're trying to increase performance in any area of your life, whether it's your relationships or your mindset, if it's in your marriage, this principle trumps everything. And it's probably one of the least sexy messages that you've probably heard talk about over and over, but you just have to start to wonder, why do these top elite entrepreneurs and leaders just keep hammering this home? Do they actually have something? They must have something other than this up their sleeve. And the truth is, they probably don't. Corby, what are we talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about staying consistent. I'll give you a quick story that kind of just drives it home. Everybody who listens to this podcast will probably have heard of a guy named Usain Bolt. Mm. Now, funny thing about him, he's allegedly the fastest man alive. At the top speed when he ran the 100-meter dash, he ran 27.2 miles an hour. So just let that marinate. When you're thinking about in your car, you're doing just under 30 miles an hour. That's really fast to be running on foot. Here's the funny thing. He can only maintain that top speed for 5 seconds or 6 seconds. And then if you look at the other guy from Kenya who ran the marathon in just under 2 hours, his average speed was 13.2 miles an hour. But he did that for 2 hours. If you had one of your friends in the hospital, you had to get somewhere, you had no car, would you want to be Usain or would you want to be the guy from Kenya? Mm. Wow. Now, here's the funny thing. He was running half as fast as Usain could maintain for 5 seconds. He maintained that speed for 2 hours. So I always say this. In business, if you want to get something done fast, go ahead and do it yourself like Usain. But if you want to get far, you need to do it like the guy from Kenya. Because if you want to go far, you can bring a team with you. Because when he ran that race at under 2 hours, he had dedicated groups of 6 people running in front of him every lap. And they would swap out every 10-mile lap. And that's how he broke the record. Under 2 hours, only man ever to run a marathon under 2 hours. And how did he do that? Because he had teams. If you want to get far, you need to do it with other people and stay consistent. Anybody can do something for one time. I bet you have a favorite song of yours, Vince. It doesn't matter from who, what the artist is, but I'm sure you have a favorite song from a one-hit wonder. Everybody does.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, right? Everybody has a favorite song from a one-hit wonder.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, but and then you look at somebody like, let's say, somebody I'm sure you've never heard of, E-40. He's probably the top-selling independent artist of all time. And he puts out these miniature hits. And they've been going on for 20-something years. He sold over 50 million albums, old school, as an independent artist. Imagine how much money he made at $10 an album or $12 a cassette or whatever. And he has nobody else to share it with. Okay. He's doing okay. You know why? Because he was consistent. He's had a couple of bigger hits, but most of them have been really tiny, small hits. And that consistency over time is what made him great. Like Derek Jeter, who has the second most hits of all time in baseball.
Yeah.
But almost 85% of all of his hits were singles.
Yeah.
Small hits over time, you still can achieve greatness. Everybody can't be Babe Ruth or Mark McGwire or these guys that are hitting them out the park all the time, Sammy Sosa. They make a lot of noise, but the person over time who outshined them all is Derek Jeter. So being consistent over time and keep making little shots is what's going to make the difference. And so when you look at your business, are you hitting those singles every day? Are you showing up hitting those singles? Are you building the team that's going to be provide cover for you like they did for the Kenyan runner to break the records? You need a team to break a record, and you need to be consistent with that team. And here's a little secret, Vince. Sometimes in the Navy SEALs, they say a team is sometimes a team of one. So what I believe, Vince, is the leader of one is the leader of many. If you can't lead one, you can't lead any. So you have to be consistent with yourself first so that you can help other people want to be consistent too. And that comes from posting. That comes from following up on your DMs. That comes from building conversations. That's from consistently doing calls. That's come from consistently over time. And when the time is right, everything will come together and you'll be able to make that ascent to the top of your profession. But everybody I know who's at the top was once at the bottom for a very long time.
All right.
But I'm going to get off my little stool right now.
I was just going to say, just keep going and take a step. There's no point for me trying to go over the top on that. Corby, I'm not even saying anything today. Just bring us home, man. I think that was just a beautiful little sermon there. And consistency compounds. And I love it. Inch by inch, life is a cinch. Yard by yard, life is hard. That. Being a marathon runner, anybody can run the first half of the race hard. How do you finish the race? How do you run the second half of the race? I love that. Halftime, there's a book on halftime where it's all about playing the second half of life better than the first half of life, where you see a lot of people start to tap out and a lot of people get discouraged. Won't mention their name, but I was recently discouraged seeing some of these young and up-and-coming guys. They've been in business for 1 to 2 years, 3 years, and these guys are just, their businesses are thriving. And I'm like, you start to question your own abilities, but I'm like the little engine that could, you know, I'm just going, I'm still trucking along and I'm going to get to where I want. And I'm okay with the pace because I know everything is building towards something big and great. Maybe I don't get to the finish line as fast as others, but as long as I stay consistent, I'm going to get to the finish line in better shape than everybody else. That's my vision of the future, not just to get to the finish line, but to get to the finish line in a way that I can look back and say, man, I like how we did that. I was comparing myself to a guy that, you know, $120 million company. He's got no kids. He's got no desire to have any kids. His work schedule wouldn't be sustainable for me. I look at somebody else I compare myself to and just different strategy and method of scaling the business. I'm like, that's not me either. So I think you have to always understand that the consistency can give you a peace of mind in the process, because you can find contentment in who you are through it, as opposed to just, am I doing it? Am I getting there? And I think the world just recognizes things that can create unnecessary pressure. And as long as you don't quit, the only reason you won't be successful is if you quit on yourself.
Absolutely. To compound on what you just said, like I always say this, you don't have to go to pieces in search of peace. But if you use your peace, you can put all the pieces together. So that's what people are forgetting. You just got to be consistent and have peace with yourself and say, I know I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
Because Vince, your race is not my race.
Yeah.
I can't run your race. You have advantages that I don't have, and I have advantages that you don't have. Yeah. So I can't run your race.
I like that.
Run your own race.
Yeah. I love it. Run your own race. Run a race that you can sustain. Yeah. And think long term. If you get there a little quicker, that's a perk. That's a bonus. But I'm just going to tell everybody listening right now, if you're consistent, you will outlast so many people that are ahead of you right now that you might think, oh, they're beating me or I should be where they're at. You will be shocked to see how many people you think have it all together and that are, they've got like the perfect everything, the perfect life, the perfect business. And then one day you just hear like, where does it go? What happened? Oh man, he just disappeared or he imploded or his whole team just left him. His wife wants nothing to do with him anymore. He's living on his own with a girlfriend again. And his kids don't want anything to do with him. Like I've heard, you know what I'm saying? So just have a bigger picture perspective in the process. And I think consistency is the thing that will allow you, give you that longevity in this business, because that's what you need. This is long and hard.
Well, that's the secret, Vince. How you said it, Rome wasn't built in a day, but you say immediately, what'd you say?
Yeah, but they're laying bricks every single day.
Every single day. Not building a day, but they're building it every day. So let me ask you something.
On it every single day. Exactly.
So if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to ask you a question now. You might not be at your goal right now, but are you laying bricks every day? Mm. Every day. Mm. You know what I mean? So they didn't have no holidays off. They didn't have holidays.
Laying the bricks, what else do you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're laying the bricks, it's you're putting the reps in the gym. You're putting the reps in. Now, can we always assess how we're putting the reps in? Of course, quality is a massive piece of being successful. But you know, if we're constantly being consistent at sticking with it and getting better at what we're doing, squeezing more juice out of each rep, a better contraction out of each rep, then yeah, it's just a matter of time before you get there. I find, Corby, I can't tell you how many people I've seen just like the coaching program didn't fail them. The business coach didn't fail them. The business model didn't fail them. They just failed themselves.
That's the most painful of all.
They just kind of started to compromise, compare, get distracted, get disappointed. And then they just, what's the point? It's not worth it. And they bought into a lie that it wasn't worth it, or that it should have come easier, or it should have come faster, or should have come bigger. And it's the thoughts in their head that ultimately took them down. And that's a big part about the environment you're in. But yeah, if you're training with all these Kenyan runners and you see some of these guys starting to hit their peak in their 30s and mid 30s, when you're a young runner in your 20s, you're not going to say, oh, how come I didn't qualify? How come I didn't get a medal? You're going to be like, no, these guys have been doing this for 10, 15 years. So the environment you're around is going to have a lot to say about your ability to stay with it. I think about the members, just to wrap up, but think about some of the members in our group, like Eric Zapata. I'm sure he would admit this himself, like his business was around that 20K mark for way too long, and he just stuck with it. He just stayed consistent. Now he's over 80K a month. And we've seen so many members in our group. Eric Sierra stuck around the 5 to 10K a month, just kept sticking with it. Now 27K a month. Like, we've got countless examples of people that were just slow and stuck, but they were doing the right activities. And all of a sudden, now they're in the advanced group. Now they're over 50K months. Now they're John Lewis just posted 100K a month.
He's like
5 to 7K a month. Like Victoria, same thing. Couldn't break a couple K a month. Now she's over 50K a month. Like, just they're consistent. They just keep showing up. They keep asking questions. They keep solving problems. And they just understand that this is a journey that never, like, you never arrive. And I think if you can get that idea out of your head that you're going to arrive someday, you never arrive. You're just going to start discovering new opportunities. Unless you decide one day we're done, we're going to camp out here, we're not going up the mountain any higher, then don't worry, be consistent to that point. But if growth is your something that's ideal to you, stick with it and just keep going.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So, to close it up and put it in a nice, pretty bow.
Yeah, that's your specialty. Do it.
Everybody is consistent. They're either consistently growing or they're consistently procrastinating.
Huh.
But you get to decide which one you do.
I love it. Beautiful. I love it. You're in charge. I love it. You have a choice. All right. Hey, listen, everyone. I hope this was a helpful episode for you. If you got some value from this, please share it. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a dad, whether you're a fit pro, whatever you do in life, if there was value in that episode, share it with somebody on your cell phone or somebody on social media. Take a screenshot of this, tag us, or just forward the episode to a friend. Hey, there's some good value here. I think you'll enjoy this episode with Corby and Vince. We'd appreciate that. That's all we ask. We don't do ads or anything on the show or advertising. This is a free show. The only way that more people discover it is by you sharing it. So thank you in advance for sharing it. And if you're at a point right now where you want to improve your business and you want to get a part of one of our coaching programs, send me a message on Instagram. Use the keyword dominate, or you can message me at Vince Del Monte on Facebook with the keyword crush it. And we can have a little conversation about your business, where you're looking to take it, and what you need in order to be more consistent. We're doing some pretty exciting things inside our coaching programs right now that will be very valuable to staying accountable, which we talked about in our last episode. So send me a message if you're ready right now to take massive action and really take advantage of this last quarter of 2021, where a lot of people come back and get into shape. So you don't want to miss out on the September rush. It's a very big time for Fit Pros. It's a very profitable time for Fit Pros. So don't put this off. Schedule a call with us today just by messaging me. We'll have the conversation first, and then we'll get you in the calendar and we'll go from there. Thanks everybody for tuning in today. We'll see you all soon.
And that's it for this episode. If you want to hang out with more serious online fitness coaches who are starting, growing, or scaling profitable online fitness businesses, then you're going to want to head on over to vincedelmonte.ca/group, where I do a free weekly training on the smartest and easiest way to build a high-ticket fitness empire in less time. This is my free Facebook group, and this is where all the deep dive, amazing, instantly implementable advice gets dropped that you're not going to want to miss. And thank you for listening to the Vince Del Monte podcast. And if you're getting value from this show, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. And if you like to get yourself 3 free samples of the world's only all-day energy pre-workout preload, leave a review on iTunes, screenshot it, and send it to my Blue Verified account on Instagram. All you got to do is go to @VinceDelMonte, send it on over. We'll get your address and we'll ship 3 free samples to your front door to give you all-day energy, just as a little token of my appreciation for supporting the show and getting the word out there. We'll see you next time.